This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Early in 2021, several elected officials in our region say they won't seek re-election this year. After a busy political 2020, the local announcements have been coming fast and furious, scrambling fields long before petitioning begins. Holyoke, Massachusetts Mayor Alex Morse was first to look ahead to the fall of 2021. The Paper City native announced December 1st he would not run for another term, saying he'd never planned to serve more than 10 years as the chief executive of the Old Mill City. At age 22, Morse was elected in 2011 as the youngest mayor in city history. He's since been reelected three times.
I want to finish strong. I do know that I'm guided by, you know, the values that have inspired me as mayor of inclusion and forward-thinking values and bringing people together and being of service.
Last year, Morse lost a bruising Democratic primary for Congress to House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal. Changes are also in store for several communities in New York. In the Albany County suburb of Colony, Town Supervisor Paula Mahan will step aside at the end of her seventh term this year. The Democrat has held the post in the town of about 80,000 since 2008.
Call it retirement. I'm not going to seek re-election. But I'm looking forward to the remainder of my term and getting a lot of things done and working with the great people of the town of Colony. And it really is more just this is my 14th year. I've just beginning my 14th year, and I'm very proud of the accomplishments that we've made over the years.
Mahan narrowly won her last re-election bid by 106 votes. In a race that went to absentee ballots. North in Saratoga Springs, Mayor Meg Kelly decided not to seek a third term. The Democrat has about a year left of her second two-year term. She announced the decision January 4th. She's been a City Hall fixture as a former deputy mayor.
I just said I did two terms. That's a good, civic duty. And I've done my public service, and it's time to turn it over. And I think I'm leaving it in a much better place.
Even further to the north, Glens Falls is also in for a change. Mayor Dan Hall said he won't seek a second four-year term this fall. The Democrat announced the decision January 11th with Republican Councilwoman Jane Reed. They ran as a unity ticket in 2017. Hall, who's 70, told the Glens Falls Post-Star that after 13 years in city government, he's ready to spend more time with family. Hall previously served on the city council. In the city of Albany, Democratic Mayor Kathy Sheehan cited the challenges of COVID-19 as her reason to seek a third four-year term this fall, despite previous suggestions that she would only serve two. But if she wins, she'll be dealing with many fresh faces on the Common Council. At least four councilors are not seeking re-election, including Democrat Richard Conte of the 6th Ward, who was first elected in 1997.
It'll be 24 years, so it's just time to step down. There's a lot I think I've accomplished over the years. There's some things I want to get done before my term is out, but it was just time.
There are also two vacancies to fill on the Schenectady City Council. For WAMC News, I'm Ian Pickus.